KA3PFB, logging off. Good evening to all.
Pardon me. Held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Moonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 megahertz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Moonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Moonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on May 20th at 7 p.m. at Dodge Pratt Northam Center, 106 Gower Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Have a little voice problem this evening. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.moonvilleark.com. Are there any portable with battery powered or mobile stations wishing to check in?
This is KD2GHL, battery powered, check in, no traffic.
This is KA3TFB Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo, checking in here this evening, and a good evening to all.
Roger, I've got KD2GHL, could you run that call by me again? I had a little hard time understanding it.
Roger, this is Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo, KA3TFB, Bill, logging in through Echolink in Wexford, Western Pennsylvania. That's KA3TFB. Over.
Roger, got that now. Is it Kilo Delta or is it Kilo Echo 3TFB?
Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo. Kilo Alpha 3 TFB. Over.
Roger, copy that. All right, I've got KD2, GHL, and Kilo Alpha 3, Tango Foxtrot Bravo. Thank you for checking in. Okay, this is N5AOW, net controller for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KA2AOZ. Hi, Bob.
KA2ZNZ. Jack, how are you this evening?
Well, we're doing pretty good. We're drying out for early day today. We had just about an inch and a half of rain. It's within a couple hundredths one way or the other. I didn't go out and take a final here. But it was about an inch and a quarter this morning. That kind of let up. And let's see, we're down to about 47.7 degrees. So, back to you, Bob, and I hope you feel better there. KA2ZNZ.
Okay, Jack, thank you. Yeah, nice report on that. Yeah, it seems like a little voice problem, a little bit of problem with, with the pollen today. I don't know whether that's stirring it up or what's going on with it. And I believe I'm... that second gentleman, I think the first gentleman that checked in, it was portable, Hill. Do you have any traffic?
No, this is KD2GHL. No traffic, just checking in.
Okay, thank you. I just thought I'd check. I got a little bit turned around there on this, and I wanted to get back to you. I didn't want to leave you hanging there. So, thank you. Okay, are there any others wishing to check in?
AC2WI.
AC2WI, Pete, good evening.
I've been registered outside recently, but I don't think it's raining.
Just open the door and listen. I don't think it's raining. It's tapered off. And it was 67 this morning about this time, so it's dropped steadily to 47 now. I don't have a rain gauge. I don't know how much rain we got. And based on the forecast, I thought that we were going to have a lot more for a lot longer than we had. And apparently it's moving out, and it's going to be cooler, and of course everything will be real wet, but apparently not too bad of a day tomorrow, so it's good. Not too much else going on, I guess. I did go out this afternoon. I was going to, and I looked out a couple of times and said, "No, I don't have to go." But I decided anyway. It actually wasn't too bad. It wasn't raining all that hard, and it wasn't that cold. So I went out in the town. Had a late lunch and picked up a few items and came back. And we'll be going to the Adirondack Snowmobile Trail Conference tomorrow up in Long Lake. And I'm not sure whether I'm going to go there and come back or go there and go over to Lake Pleasant. Had to make that decision pretty quickly here so I can decide if I need to just get in the car and go, if I want to take a few things with me for a day or two. DC2WI.
Okay, Pete, real fine. Yeah, that rain we got today, I expected the same pretty much as you did. You know, listening to the forecast, they were telling us we were going to get probably a good inch, I guess, during the day, and then probably in the afternoon followed by another inch of heavy rain. So I think we got a little lucky on that one, and last night I guess we were due for a pretty good amount, and it didn't happen then either, so we did get some rain, but I don't think anything near what they had predicted, so hopefully it'll pass over and maybe we'll get a little sunshine earlier than what they expected. It'd be kind of nice. So, good report. Are there any others wishing to check in? Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Come now. I want to thank KD2GHL, KA3TFB, KA2ZNZ, and KC2WY for checking in this evening. 73 still on. I'll now close the Black River Valley service net and return the frequency to regular amateur use. This is N5AOW clear.
KA3TFP in Wexford, Pennsylvania. We're logging off through the EchoLink system, thanking all those who allow this EchoLink on the repeater. Good evening to all in New York. KA3TFP 73.
This is KD2GHL checking in. No traffic.
KD2GHL, this is N2WBX. You want to check your frequency?
55.
Roger. Alright, there hasn't been, the net's over, so, and the octane hasn't started yet, so you're checking into empty air, basically.
Checking through the Boonville repeater.
Well, you got that one right.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah, this is KG2GHLIL. I hit a button, I was talking to somebody else and hit a button accidentally. I'm sorry about that.
This is W2JUV, clear the repeater and returning to 145.17.